Disappointing results for Democrats in this week's elections, like losing the governor's race in Virginia, may have lit a fire under them.
House Democrats say votes are possible today on a budget measure, which is something they've said before. They would like to pass legislation that commits resources to affordable child care, cheaper drugs, and better infrastructure, as well as fighting climate change.
So Democrats in the House say the bill is ready for a vote. What's in this version?
Well, they say it's ready for a vote as early as today, and it is a new version of this spending bill. It includes many of the policies that we've talked about before, things like, as Steve mentioned, you know, child care, making that more affordable, making it easier to access, more than $500 billion to address climate change and funding for universal pre-K and affordable housing. But this new version also includes 4 weeks of paid family and medical leave, which is a big addition that Democrats have been pushing for. It also has a new, much higher cap on state and local tax deductions and a deal to allow some negotiation of the cost of drugs for Medicare patients, including a $35 monthly cap on expenditures on insulin. You know, the paid leave portion and the prescription drug provisions have been left out of the earlier framework, but they do have a lot of support among Democrats in the House.
In the House. Will it pass in the Senate?
Well, possibly not this exact version. Joe Manchin of West Virginia still has issues with paid leave portion. He wants to take it out and deal with it on a bipartisan basis. And Senators Bernie Sanders and Bob Menendez have a different way to deal with the state and local tax deduction, which many critics say is a tax cut that mostly helps the wealthy. Plus, there's a whole process of making sure the bill sticks to the Senate rules. And most Democrats say they think other elements like funding for immigration reforms could be stripped out of the bill that way. So a version of this bill, if it is able to pass the House, could go to the Senate, but it could change before it becomes final.
And why is now the time after all this time?
Well, you know, a lot of Democrats think they lost that governor's race in Virginia in part because voters don't feel like the party is delivering on their promises. You know, there is an argument to be made that Republicans won there by turning that election into something about education, a local issue, and making that the motivating factor for many suburban voters who turned away from the GOP during Trump's presidency. But there is intense urgency among Democrats to prove that they can govern and that they can deliver on policies that improve people's lives. You know, as Biden said, they want visceral, meaningful programs that people will feel immediately. But policy takes time to go into effect, and they need to start, you know, voting now and have it roll out very soon if they want people to feel that before the midterm elections next year.
How are Republicans reacting to their wins this week? It's notable I haven't heard a ton about election fraud from them.
That is true. They say that, you know, this proves that the policies that they're pushing for are right. They say Democrats are pursuing spending that will make inflation worse. And they say all of the fighting and lack of action, you know, among Democrats gives GOP candidates plenty to run against. You know, either way, Republicans see a compelling narrative that they hope will win back voters who fled the party in 2020. They also see a chance to really make culture wars a focus in this election. You know, this is the kind of messaging that really got people excited, they say, and that's something Democrats are watching really, really closely.